Song 14. A Whiter Shade of Pale. True or false? Circle T if it is true. F if it is false according to the lyrics. 1. We skipped the light waltz. 2. I was feeling kind of seasick. 3. When we called out for another drink, the waiter didn't bring it. Dictation. Listen to the tape and write down what you hear. 1. We turned ourselves around. 2. Her face turned pale as soon as she heard the news. 3. I think there's no reason to believe. 4. Although my eyes were open, I couldn't see anything. The story behind the song. Perhaps inspired by John Lennon's mysterious words to the Beatles, "I am the walrus," literary allusions and poetic language appeared in the songs of many British bands, including Procol Harum. Also, many musicians in rock groups had attended art schools and gave thought to their presentation, their clothes, the visuals of their stage shows, and their advertising and album cover graphics, as well as their music and lyrics. In the United States, Lou Reed of the Velvet Underground had studied in college with poet Delmore Schwartz, and his band was friends with artist Andy Warhol. In the 1970s, punk bands Romeo Void, No Sisters, and The Mutants came together and played at the San Francisco Art Institute. Had pop music become an intellectual endeavor, a form of literature and performance art? Procol Harum's famous song feels comparable to melancholy work by romantic poets of the 19th century, yet alludes to one of the medieval Canterbury Tales. In that bawdy tale, a drunken miller told of painful revenge suffered by three suitors of a village carpenter's cunning and unfaithful wife. Now a contemporary singer tells of dramatic fandango dances and nausea-inducing gymnastic cartwheels before a loud but appreciative audience. A memorable woman danced into and through his life. This mysterious person, grown pale from too much time spent in nightclubs and smoky cafes rather than midday sunshine. She now seems tempted to join acolytes serving the ancient Roman goddess Vesta. Was she his lover, his unfaithful wife? Or had she quickly rebuffed him on the dance floor to join the departing caravan of chaste priestesses? Is her face showing the pallor of death or an unhealthy drug addiction? Over somber organ, the narrator calls for more alcoholic drinks to fuel this tumultuous night of sensations and contemplation. When A Whiter Shade of Pale was played on the radio in Japan, its title was translated as Aoi Kage, which literally means blue shadow or pale shade. Though broadly popular, this is the kind of song enjoyed and analyzed by artistic and literary teenagers and students in America and elsewhere. Many of them later become urban bohemians, artists, and writers of their own poems or songs, who struggle with their work and creative careers in the big city. Exercise. 4. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks. Many British bands started to use literary allusions and poetic languages in their songs. Also, many rock musicians had attended art schools and gave thought to various kinds of presentation, which led some people to question if pop music had become a form of literature and performance art. This song is compared to the work by romantic poets of the 19th century and also alludes to one of the medieval Canterbury Tales. The singer sings of dramatic fandango dances and a mysterious woman with a pale face. though widely popular, this is the kind of song appreciated by artistic and literary students in America and elsewhere.